the installations aren't all in one place.
Every 6 months, we do a rotating exhibit of artwork at City Hall and Municipal Plaza.
That's public arts specialist Marissa Lobsher.
And for this upcoming rotation, we're featuring over 60 artworks from artists who teach in different institutions around San Antonio.
This is artwork made by those who teach our young how to create art for themselves.
This time, we just really wanted to stress the contributions of the people who teach in the community. Also, a big reason why we do it is to show support for the arts at City Hall, to have the arts have a presence there while decisions are being made.
So you're trying to affect our leaders and make them think that art is a good thing.
We like to show them how it can improve a space.
I was kidding, of course. But to those who think the city shouldn't spend fistfuls of dollars on art, it's important to note this.
These artworks are loaned from the community, out of the generosity of the community, so there's no funding behind it.
It's all done under the eye of PASA, or Public Arts San Antonio.
What we mainly do is for public capital improvements, there's a 1% ordinance that goes to public art. So, you know, if there's a library being built, or the airport, or the convention center expansion, things like that, we'll commission public art projects.
PASA is yet another way the city is expanding its reputation as a work of art. We've more on this and other arts and culture news at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.